It is Breakfast Club morning this morning. PG-14's John Boggs is standing by at the Ponderosa Steakhouse Restaurant at 9 minutes before the hour. Let's head over to John. Talk about Winterfest this morning.
Thanks, Rob. We truly have a Beyond Jay County audience this morning. We just got a text message from Portland resident Bruce Bailey, who's in Venice, Florida, listening to us streaming on the computer. So, Bruce, we're going to tell you that it's 22 degrees up here and kind of chilly, and we all wish we were with you. But we're going to have Winterfest coming up this weekend. We've got a great lineup to tell you about that. First, we're going to start out with Emily Roberts and Paula Syberry, and we're going to talk about the first day of Winterfest. So,
Good morning, everybody. I just, first of all, wanted to thank our major sponsors, and that would be Bolenbacher & Associates, Meridian Services, CenturyLink, McDonald's, Fuquay Chrysler Dodge Jeep Dunkirk, and Fuquay Automotive Auto Sales of Portland. So thank you guys so much. We couldn't do it without your help. Let's talk about tonight. We have Christmas at the courthouse. The courthouse is beautifully decorated. Everyone needs to come see the courthouse. And we have 21 decorated trees for everyone to vote on. So please come out and do that. We have a live nativity starting at 6:30, and that's at the old fire station. It's presented by Westchester United Methodist Church. At 6:30, that's the live nativity. And then we go inside for the community sing at 7 o'clock. And we have the Presbyterian Church Choir, Bear Creek Farms Show Choir, and Girl Scout Troop 02345, I think is the number. We have them singing, and then we'll go outside and light the community Christmas tree. And we have Citizen of the Year, Bob Lyons, and our Little Miss Winterfest. And I don't remember her name. I'm sorry, Little Miss Winterfest from last year. They will be lighting the Christmas tree. So I do want to take a second to thank our sponsors for Christmas at the Courthouse, and that would be Arts Place, Indiana Michigan Power, Jay County Hospital, Kathy Subler State Farm, and Dunn Family Dental Care. So that's what's going on tonight. Everybody come out to the courthouse to see all the beautiful trees and the courthouse and the community sing and the lighting of the community Christmas tree. Oh, I forgot to tell you that right after the community sing, after the lighting of the tree, we'll have some angels that will take us over to the old fire station again, and there will be another production of Live Nativity from Westchester United Methodist Church.
So how'd you arrange for angels to be at our Winterfest to take us from the courthouse to the Nativity?
Thanks to Westchester. They have it all taken care of. Okay. Thanks to Debbie Howe. So.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we're going to have a really great kickoff then this evening. And
it'll be a lot of fun.
Very majestic, and I know the courthouse is always beautiful with those Christmas trees. I know all the service organizations have been spending a lot of time getting their trees decorated, and it's going to be a fun time tonight. Paula, tomorrow...
Yes, sir.
...is supposedly the first day of Winterfest, according to the Arts Place auction. But tell us about what's going on at Arts Place and when.
All right. Tomorrow night, we would like to invite everybody to come join the fun at Arts Place 30th Annual Holiday Benefit Auction. The auction will be Friday, November 16th. The doors open at 5 to this free event, with bidding beginning at 6. We have so many items up for bid. Just to name a few, we have a week's stay at a condo in Madeira Beach in Florida, and that was offered up by Rob and Mindy Weaver and Steve and Bev Arnold. Two-night stay at Douglas House Bed and Breakfast in Douglas, Michigan by Dale and Ruth Ann Widman and Joel and Connie Roberts. Some Indiana Pacers tickets. Drew Hall from SDP Manufacturing donated those along with the Pacers. Homemade baked goods, paintings, lots of other artwork, gift baskets, jewelry, gift certificates from local businesses, a coach, tote, golf clubs, and many other items too numerous to mention. Admission is free, and we will be serving refreshments throughout the evening. And all the proceeds from the auction go to benefit Arts Place fine programs and services.
You know, Tuesday morning, I had the opportunity to talk to Sue Burke, and she told me that you had 50 items for the silent auction, and then you had 160 items for the regular auction. And then yesterday at lunch, I listened to Eric speak, Eric Rogers, and he says you're up to 200 items for the auction. It looks like the auction is going to take all night long with all the stuff you have to give away.
Yeah, it'll be great fun, and items just keep pouring in.
I know I stopped in the other day, and there was a listing at the front desk. You still have those available?
Yes, okay. Yes, and it is also online.
Okay, so people can find out what's going to be bid, and they can save their money so they don't spend it all on the first couple items.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I also understand that you're going to have refreshments.
Yes, yes. And those are provided in part by First Merchants Bank and Patriot Sweet Cakes. And then we also want to thank Loy Auction and Real Estate for donating their auctioneering services.
It sounds like a great time, and truly, when you look at the list, there's something for everyone there. I mean, from baked goods to sporting goods to vacations and
everything, and anything
artwork.
Under the sun.
Yep. I saw that you have a sampling of some of the artwork and some of the items there in the lobby, and it's just, there's not much in there that I really wouldn't want to just take home.
Oh, it's amazing the collection of items that we get. So, it's, like you said, something for everybody.
That's great. And who are your sponsors again?
The sponsors are, well, we just have the local businesses that donate and individuals.
Okay. Well, with 250 some items, we can't mention them all.
Oh, yeah. Lots.
But they will be credited, I know. Credited that night.
So right.
If anybody hasn't been to the Artist Place auction, be sure and mark it on your calendar and get out there at 5 o'clock the doors open?
5 o'clock. Bidding starts at 6.
Okay. And the silent auction, you can bid?
Throughout the evening.
So, okay. So, Emily, any final words on Thursday's events? We want to make sure we get everybody to kick this off right, so.
We just want everyone to come out.
Okay. So starts at 6:30 then?
Yes, it starts at 6:30, and the community sing starts at 7 o'clock.
So. Okay. Well, Rob, we'll go back to you. When we come back, we'll start talking about the activities on Saturday, and there are so many, it's going to take us a little bit of time to get through everything. So, back to you, Rob.